The Tuareg peoples of the Central Sahara inhabit one of the harshest environments in the world. Throughout history, travelers and scholars have been fascinated by their elegance and beauty, as well as their dress and exquisite ornaments. They once controlled the ancient caravan trade routes. Today, the modern Tuareg are semi-nomadic and inhabit a number of countries across the region. Their society and economy have been transformed. They now live in countries with established borders and are settled in cities and towns. They have retained their identity through their art. Originally, their artisans, known as Inadan, served the Tuareg nobility. Today, they create jewelry and leatherwork for the global marketplace. The Smithsonian exhibit features more than 200 works. Museum of African Art curator Christine Kramer shares some insights.
Visitors can consider the harsh physical landscape that the Tuareg inhabit. The Tuareg have a wonderful sense of beautifying their entire experience, their very being, so that art is central to what it means to be Tuareg.
One of the highlights is a traditional goatskin hide tent.
The tent is usually women's property. It would be given to a woman on the occasion of her marriage, and so it is an important symbol of female identity, female wealth, and her personal property.
Everything is portable, which is essential to the nomadic lifestyle. Items have tassels and fringes designed to be appreciated in motion. The Tuareg are known for high-quality, visually striking jewelry that attracts a diverse clientele.
We also have on view classical examples of Tuareg jewelry, which are very familiar to many jewelry aficionados, as well as newer, innovative models of African jewelry that really show you how the Tuareg silversmiths are connected to a wider global market.
The display in the gallery features the workshop of a local artisan family in Niamey, the capital of Niger. Today, Tuareg-produced and inspired works are sold at international museums and exclusive boutiques in the U.S. and Europe.
In 1993, the Paris fashion house Hermès began to commission silver works of exquisite workmanship from a particular Tuareg workshop called L'Atelier, located in Agadez. And they have made beautiful belt buckles, the clasps for purses and the like. So it's a wonderful story of how Tuareg artisans, silversmiths, working still in a very traditional method of hand-making this work in silver, is beginning to target very high-end fashion houses, including Hermès.
Today, the artisans have become the most prosperous of all the Tuaregs. Carolyn Turner, Voice of America.